Anything happened on the way to Dane Allred?
Foot race. I need to get running again, since I'm almost positive I'll be running in the St. George Marathon this October. I've tried to enter the race the past 2 years, and they have a three times in your in rule. I didn't used to like jogging, but I've learned it's a wonderful way to exercise, and it does help me focus on what really needs to be done during the next few days. My wife used to jog with me, and she still stays in shape by dancing. The last race we ran together was the Art City Days race, which is usually held in early June. This has been more than 20 years ago, but I still remember who won the race. This was back when the Art City Days race used to follow the parade route. It was fun since people were waiting for the parade and people from town would cheer you on. I like to enter this race because it's early in the summer. It's a great way for me to start my marathon training. There does seem to be a race every weekend somewhere in the county, so that means I can run at least once during the week. If I run every race during the weekends of the summer and do some distance work, it really does get me ready for the big one, the marathon. I'd always wanted my wife to run a race with me, and she agreed to run this one time. I was super excited. I hoped this would be a way for us to keep in shape. So when we left the starting line, she sidled up to me and said, "Would you please run with me? I don't want to run by myself." So what devoted husband could resist a plea like that? I throw myself on the mercy of the court. There really are only two choices. I could run at my usual pace, which was faster than she was running. I'd been in many races by this time, and she was running her first. If I ran with her, then I'd be running at a much slower pace than usual, but if not, she'd be running alone. Case closed. We trotted along together at a comfortable pace, and all along the way we saw friends and neighbors. We waved and felt very good about the exercise we were getting, and everything was right with the world. And since this is the old race route, the end of the race was also the end of the parade just down the street from our house. It ended at the old Pizza Hut, which is now an insurance firm. We were literally steps from the finish line when I realized something was about to happen. You need to know that my wife comes from a very competitive family. Her dad was a football, swimming, and track coach. Let's just say they don't like to lose. It's a nice way to say it, and if I say it nice, I won't have to sleep on the couch tonight. Well, there we were, just yards from the finish line. There's a little boy running in front of my wife. I'm running just behind her. I want to run ahead and beat her to the finish line, but I have to do some quick mental calculations. Will it make her mad if I beat her? I speed up a little bit to test the waters. Now remember, she's not a regular runner, and she speeds up. Well, the gauntlet has been thrown. I sped up and tried to sprint ahead. It really is a sad picture if you think about it. A wife and a husband who every other day of the year will support each other in sickness and in health, for better or worse, for richer or poor, to love and to cherish, unless they are entered in the same foot race and inches from the finish line. Unfortunately, she was just too fast for me. She sprinted ahead, but she still let the little boy beat her, but not her husband. Now, don't misunderstand. We weren't racing for first place. We weren't going to be crowned the champions of the Art City 5K. I don't think we were even going to place in our respective divisions. They have different categories for age and gender, for which I'm very grateful. I've placed as high as second when there have only been two 40-year-old males in my category. And on this day, I would finish second place in my family. My wife has forever been able, after that, to claim that she's the fastest runner in our family. She sped across the finish line and announced her retirement from foot races. To this day, she's never run another race.